From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Twitter, WiMAX, cloud computing, the dizzying language of technology. By the time we figure out how to speak the language, the tech world has moved on to something new. And to help you keep pace, we are launching a new weekly segment. It's called All Tech Considered. From software to social networks, from hybrids to high-def TVs. On Mondays, we'll explore new technologies and how they're changing the way we live.
Today, we start with your cell phone. A host of new phones, including the Apple iPhone and the T-Mobile G1, allow you to do more than just call your friends. You can go bowling without picking up a ball. Find a nearby restaurant. You can even find your way home. It's all thanks to innovative new cell phone applications.
In a moment, we'll meet the designer of one of these new applications. But first, I've got a few different cell phones here in the studio, and I've got the one guy who knows how to work them, our tech guru, Omar Gayaga. Hi, Omar.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Omar, first of all, what exactly is a cell phone application?
Well, in much the same way that on a desktop computer you might go to the store and purchase a box of software that you would bring home and install, it's kind of the same principle, but on a cell phone you can actually download it and you've got it right there on your phone instantly.
We'll begin. You're going to demonstrate an application. It's a camera application for a cell phone that is called Shop Savvy.
Yeah, one of the kind of killer apps so far for the T-Mobile G1 phone is called Shop Savvy, and what it does is it uses the built-in camera phone to barcode scan. Check this out.
We're going to take a picture with our cell phone camera now of a barcode.
Now, I've got a copy here of Scott Simon's book, Pretty Birds.
Pretty Birds. That's a novel by my friend and colleague, Scott Simon.
It recognizes the barcode.
So now you've taken a picture of the barcode on a product that happens to be Scott's. There it is.
37 cents is the best price for a used copy on Amazon.com.
That's not going to pay Elise's tuition, but it's it's found. You could hold this up in a store. You could go shopping, point the camera at barcodes, and it'll tell you you could actually get this somewhere else for a lot less.
Books, DVDs. Yesterday we scanned a bottle of Snapple, and it recognized the flavor. So, yeah, you can scan as you're shopping, get comparison prices, read reviews from people that have purchased the product. So you're getting quite a bit of information right there in the palm of your hand.
Okay, I'm wowed. I'm very impressed, although I feel badly for Scott. We'll move on to music right now.
Right. One of the applications that is on both the T-Mobile phone and also on the iPhone and that has been popular in England for a while is called Shazam. So if you hear a song on the radio that you don't recognize or in a movie and
you hold your phone up to it, your phone listens to the music, and it tells you where you could buy that music.
Exactly. It recognizes what Shazam calls a digital fingerprint and will spit back that information to you.
Show me.
Okay.
Right.
And what Shazam will do is it's going to what it calls tag the music.
You're just listening with the phone in your hand to what's playing out of the other cell phone. And it now has a screen up which says The Who, Baba O'Reilly, and it tells you what the album is. And I guess you could go from here to some website where they'd sell you the music.
To iTunes, I believe, and Amazon MP3, where you could download the song and you have it right there in your hands. And this works. You're in the car and you hear something on the car radio or in a movie. In a bar, it actually is able to kind of cut through ambient noise to recognize the song.
You have to be listening to an actual recording of that piece of music, because what the database is not all the music in the world, but all of these embedded codes that are inside the digital recording of the music.
Right. You can't sing to it or use it at a concert. It won't recognize it unless it's a recording.
Well, who needs it then? No, it's very impressive that you can do that, and that's called?
Shazam.
Shazam. Well, Omar, cool.
They're very cool.
It's Omar Gayaga, our tech guru from the Austin American Statesman. Thanks a lot, Omar.
Thank you so much, Robert.